Track 9 and more news stories. A church hall in Kingstainton will undergo a makeover as an application for a series of improvements is approved by the planners. The application sought permission to extend and refurbish the church hall adjacent to the United Reformed Church. The project aims to create a purpose-built chapel space within the hall building in order to establish it as the primary place of worship for the Kingstainton United Reformed Church. It also aims to make the building more accessible by reconfiguring the toilets and to overhaul the external look of the building to make it an inviting and welcoming place to be. The original church has been sold off, with the small services already taking place in the hall. As such, PMR Architecture were approached with the project brief to create a purpose-built chapel space within the hall building, and Teignbridge Council have granted planning permission. The new chapel aims to provide a primary place of worship for the church, while the reorganisation of the internal layout will improve efficiency, circulation and flexibility. The design will allow church and community activities to take place alongside one another, supporting the hall's role as an inclusive and active space for the local neighbourhood. The design has been carefully considered to work with the existing building's form and to provide contemporary extensions to create a dedicated chapel space, improve accessibility, and create a better connection to the memorial garden. The glazed chapel and the use of natural light supported by a simple timber structure is designed to create a calm, reflective space. Overall, the scheme seeks to provide a thoughtful enhancement to the existing church hall, ensuring it remains active, accessible, and responsive to contemporary needs. It aims to support both community and worship uses, reinforcing the building's ongoing role as a shared place for gathering and reflection within Kingstainton.
Devon Charity pays tribute to Sir David Attenborough. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary is paying tribute to Sir David Attenborough on his 100th birthday by celebrating his contribution to understanding the natural world and animal behaviour. The milestone has special significance for the charity, as two of its sanctuary at home carers previously worked closely with Sir David on some of his landmark television series. Sir David's passion and educational work have shaped how generations see and care for wildlife. His values closely reflect those of the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, which is dedicated to understanding equines, giving them a voice and continually improving the welfare of horses, ponies and foals. Sally Burton, head of equine expertise at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, said, "Sir David Attenborough is a true inspiration to everyone who cares about animals and the natural world. His deep compassion, curiosity and respect for every species is something we try to embody in our work every single day. Sir David's lifelong commitment to telling animal stories reminds us why it is so important to listen, learn and protect. Two of the charity's sanctuary at home carers, Rita and Paul Morris, have good reason to mark Sir David's 100th milestone. They have worked closely with Sir David on a number of his television series, Paul as a cameraman and Rita a unit manager. They now provide a loving home near Bradworthy on the Devon and Cornwall border for rescued ponies, Boris and Charlie. David always replies to everything you send him, says Rita, and people in the past have said, please don't reply to this, and they always get a reply. And they're always different, always interesting, and that's David Attenborough, Sir David, a great man. He's always been so polite, congratulatory, everything you would want in a friend. My cousin's grandson, when he was 8, began asking questions about religion and how the world came about. His mother had a conversation with him about creation, that there might be some force that made it all possible. She said, "Who do you think that could be?" And he said, "David Attenborough." So that's his legacy, you know, that he's made young people about travelling and about nature.
Urged to turn £50 into vital care. Is across South Devon to step forward, get quits the accumulator challenge. Through to October 31st, the challenge will see more than 20 teams from local businesses, each given a fifth. Grow it into as much as possible to support end-of-life care and make a lasting difference to local families facing the toughest of times. From bake sales and barbecues to quiz nights, fashion shows and football tournaments, businesses are encouraged to think outside the box to raise as much as possible, bringing their teams together in fun and imaginative ways. Along the way, teams will feature on Rowcross leaderboard, building momentum and friendly competition as they go head-to-head for the title of Accumulator Champions. Local facilities maintenance firm Sherwood's took the number one spot in 2025, reaching the top of the leaderboard by raising £6,929 through a company quiz night. Lisa Whittaker, corporate fundraiser at Rowcroft Hospice, said, "The Accumulator Challenge is all about creativity, teamwork and community. We will loan each team £50 to get started, and what they do with it is entirely up to them. It's amazing to see how quickly that small amount can grow when people come together with a shared purpose. All funds raised through the Accumulator Challenge will help Rowcroft deliver specialist end-of-life care and support to local patients living with life-limiting illness. But like many hospices across the UK, Rowcroft faces significant funding challenges. Of the £11 million needed each year to run the hospice, only around 24% of this comes from the government. The rest is raised locally through the generosity of the South Devon community."
Libraries Free Health Fair returns this May. Staff at Newton Abbott Library are once again preparing to host a free health and wellbeing event, taking place from 10 a.m. to 12 on Wednesday, May the 20th, the event brings a wide range of organisations offering support under one roof. Some of the organisations that attended last year's fair included Slimming World, Newton Abbott Women's Institute, Brighter Horizon and Andy's Man Club. The library said, "Come along to discover local services, pick up helpful advice and explore ways to support your physical and mental well-being. Whether you're looking for guidance, resources or just a welcoming space to connect, there's something here for everyone. We look forward to seeing you there."
Hunt continues for next town crier. Newton Abbott Town Council is redoubling its efforts to fill a unique civil role that would suit someone with a big personality and even bigger voice. Its last town crier stepped down from the post a few months ago after 8 years of spreading the news and welcoming visitors. An initial call for a replacement fell on deaf ears, so now the authority is shouting it from the rooftops in the hope new blood can be found. With gender and age immaterial, the only qualifications needed for the voluntary office are the town's interests at heart and the flair required to stand in the streets wearing the traditional uniform. "It's a wonderful historic role and something we're very keen to keep going," said Mayor Councillor Colin Parker. "Residents and visitors love seeing and hearing a crier. It's another reason why the high street is so much more rewarding than online shopping. We'll provide the uniform, cover travel expenses and guarantee a warm welcome. It's a unique opportunity to be part of the town's long history and keep a centuries-old tradition alive into the 21st century. There's plenty to shout about in Newton Abbott. We just need someone to help with the shouting." The town crier tradition across Britain dates back centuries, predating widespread literacy. Local authorities use criers to make proclamations, announce market days and bylaws, royal news, tax changes and other important messages, always allowed in public spaces. They typically began their announcement by calling, "Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay," a phrase which means listen and is derived from Norman French. In Newton Abbot, the crier is appointed by the town council as a custodian of the tradition and civic pride. They appear at local events, including the annual Newton Abbot Town Criers Competition, when criers from across the region gather to compete in vocal delivery, presentation, and dress.